This is Thoughts on the Table by DisgracesOnTheMenu.com.
Hello and welcome to the audio blog. Today we're starting a new series of episodes with my friend Jessica Burgio from Florida. Hi Jessica.
Good morning. Hello everybody. I live in Florida. I'm Italian, 100%, just like Paolo.
Jessica, would you like to introduce yourself for people that don't know you?
Okay, well, I was born in Sicily and I lived in Florence and in Rome, so all over Italy. And then last year, I moved to Florida because I married a man from Florida.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We also had a baby just recently. She's 3 months old now.
Wonderful.
And so I'm a stay-at-home mom. And when I have a little time, I like to write a blog, which is not professional. It's just done in my free time. And I like to cook a lot, of course, for my family and for my friends. And that's how.
Thanks so much, Jessica, for being here. It's wonderful talking with you. So, Jessica, you were saying food in North America for Italians is actually pretty good.
Yes. Well, I think what it boils down to, it's a matter of personal taste. I know that Italians here are teased for being very strict about food rules, how it should be what and what I like better. And my way, it's better because I know about food and so on and so on.
Yeah.
Which is not always true because there are dishes that are made here and that are traditional of this place. And it's totally a personal choice whether you like them or not. So.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it makes total sense, you know. Trying to find the Italian restaurant that does the dish the way you want, exactly the way your mom made it, it's near impossible. So it's really a better approach sometimes to try and open up to other dishes, other type of cuisines, and you may discover that there are flavors that totally meet the Italian palate.
That's right. And I think it's part of the fun of a travel, you know, to dive into culture also through the food.
That's right.
So try what's local and then you go home and you can find your spaghetti back again.
Yeah, of course. So you had in mind a few dishes that you would like to mention, right?
Yes, that's right. So there are some of them which I think are famous abroad also. Some things that everybody has heard of for sure, the cheeseburger, hamburgers, and hot dog, all of that fast food is certainly known in Italy. But there are also other dishes that right now are becoming, I think, a little fashionable. I know some friends in Italy that try and remake these dishes from America. They try to make them at home. For example, breakfast pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
I know a group of women that, like me, have a passion for cooking, and I know that they make pancakes at home. Now, what they ignore is that most Americans buy the powder to make pancakes. And I have never met an American woman who could tell me how to make pancakes at home. All they do is to buy the stuff ready right in the supermarket.
Yeah. Pancake mix.
Yeah, at least people our age, I'm sure the grandmas could do it.
Yeah.
Also, the Americans very much like to have their salty breakfast, savory breakfast. So they had the egg sandwich, for example. They have some sort of, well, egg sandwich, I took it for granted that everybody knows it, but it's a sandwich with eggs and cheese and sometimes with bacon. So it's basically the classic breakfast all put inside a bread.
I see.
So more breakfast items. They have, as I said, not much sweet things, but for example, here in the South, and here we get into the typical, they eat a dish which is called grits. Apparently, it's typical of like New Orleans, and it is similar to an Italian polenta.
I've had it a few times. I actually like it quite a bit. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. How did they serve it in Canada?
It was grits with grilled shrimp and scallops, and I think chorizo sausage as well.
I see.
What about over there instead? This is more of a podcast I'm realizing for Italians, because I'm sure North Americans will know exactly what we're talking about. But I'm curious, actually, how is it made in Florida?
Well, they serve it with a sort of gravy and sausages most often.
I see. Yeah, so the sausage is common, I guess.
Yes, I think it's common that they, you know, accompany with some meat because it's always the main dish for breakfast at this down here.
So it's a breakfast item anyway.
Yes, mainly.
Interesting.
I would say mainly. You know, here in Florida, you just made a point about the fact that Americans certainly know about their own food. So I might want to just restrict the field about Florida. They have a lot of influence of Cuban and South American cuisine, mm-hmm. being South American, so close to here. So it's very common to find in the menus here, for example, quesadillas. They are a sort of a taco with tortilla. Mm-hmm. Inside which you can find meat or chicken or more rarely fish, and most often beans and cheese. It's actually pretty good. It's one of those few things that I eat.
Yeah, I like it too.
Oh, they serve it up there too. I thought it was typical here.
Well, I think over here is an item for any kind of Mexican restaurant or Mexican chain. Quesadilla seems to be one of the defaults. I have no idea really what it tastes like in Mexico.
Yeah, it's probably not the traditional thing that they make in Mexico. But the interesting fact is that here it's in all restaurants. Like one day, my husband was waiting for me in a German pub, and he called me to, you know, explain to me where he was exactly. I didn't know the directions. And then I told him, okay, I'm hungry. What's on the menu? And he said, well, there's quesadilla. I said, what do you mean? You're in a German pub. But that's what's on the menu, because I think it's very popular. Like, everybody eats it here.
We will talk more about your husband. Your husband is another super interesting food blogger who blogs about his experience in Rome. Maybe we should mention it now since I brought it up.
Sure, that is correct. I wouldn't say he's a food blogger. He tries to cover different topics in his blog, rickzulo.com. And so he talks about his experience, which included a lot of food, certainly. He came across the rules and the times and the table and the tablecloths and a tavola, which he knows that when I say a tavola is the moment to sit down and leave everything back, for sure. But anyway, he expands to other topics, monuments or lifestyle. He has, in fact, written a few books about this, but particularly for the food, which is what we're doing here, he wrote a little guide, which I think is interesting. How is this different? Because it collected the experiences of other food bloggers, mm-hmm. which he came in contact all over Italy. And so they all could mention their favorite places to eat.
Oh, interesting. And is this guide available online? Or
yes,
one purchase?
It's on his website and it's available on Amazon. It's called The Guide to Italian Restaurants by Food Bloggers.
Great. I'll put a link when I publish this episode. I'm a big fan of Rick's. He's a wonderful writer, and his point of view is always so interesting. And for me, that I'm Italian, seeing how he sees us is always very fascinating.
Yeah, yes.
Never stops surprising me.
Thank you so much. I'd be flattered.
Okay, so we were talking about grit
and quesadilla.
And quesadilla, right. Already forgot.
Right. What else do we eat in Florida? Well, we certainly eat a lot of fish, which is my favorite because it's local, it's fresh, it's normally good and affordable. Mm-hmm. I don't always like the way they prepare it here because I don't like this bittersweet taste. But, you know, for people who appreciate it, it's very common here that the fish is served with a sort of sweet mango chutney.
Okay.
So yeah, it's chopped mangoes basically made in a sort of jam, and mm-hmm. and they serve it with the local fish, or otherwise, you know, you can just keep it very simple with spices and just eat something very little manipulated, which is my favorite angle all the times.
I see. Yeah, you know, the Italian nature comes out.
Yes but for the I want to say for those who dare, there is a fish dish which is very particular. It's called the conch fritter, and typically they make it in the Keys, the very south isles of Florida. Mm-hmm. So it's a shell, it's a huge seashell, and they take the inside out, they mince it, and basically prepare meatballs with it, which are afterward deep fried. So it's thick. It's something.
Yep.
I ate it a couple times, but it's very heavy in the stomach. And they prepare it in the Caribbean, so it's another imported dish. And what else? Let me think. Oh, gators. They eat them.
Of course. Okay, so I have to ask you, what does it taste like?
I tried it once.
Okay.
It was very deep fried, so I could mainly taste the bread and, you know, the crust. But the joke here is, eat them, they taste like chicken.
Pretty much like anything can taste like chicken.
I couldn't really tell. It was a little more chewy than chicken.
So chewy. So did you like it overall?
I think it's, you know, pub food, the kind of little snack that you want to have with a beer, dip it into your mayo and ketchup. So eventually you can't really taste it that much.
Okay. So it's not really for a high-class restaurant, no?
No, never. Okay. It's very much for tourists, in fact. They want to go back home and say, I ate a gator, so.
Okay, makes sense. So super interesting. I learned a lot about Florida. It's a place I've never been. I love to come visit someday. It does fascinate me quite a bit.
Sure, come over. I'll make you the only thing that I can make at home, and which is very typical of South Florida, which is the key lime pie.
Oh, right. I've heard of that one too from TV shows, but I've never had it. And what is the key lime? Is it a type of fruit?
Well, yes, the key lime is a sort of lime, which is typical of the Keys, the islands, and it's particularly sour, very, very perfumed. You know, the smell, it's awesome. So they squeeze them, they make this wonderful sauce, and it goes inside the pie, inside the crust. And it's been, I think, awarded like the national dessert of South Florida.
Oh, interesting. So it's a little bit like a cheesecake or...
It resembles a cheesecake, I would say so, yes.
It seems really fresh. I suppose it's for a place that is warm most of the time.
It's always warm here, yes.
Okay, Jessica, I think our time is up for our first episode. It was super interesting talking about the food of Florida and other foods of North America that Italians may actually enjoy more than Italian foods in North America. So that's super cool. And we'll continue soon with another episode. We're going to expand our topic, right, Jessica?
Yes, I think we wanted to discuss how it comes that the Italian dishes are made quite the same as they are back in Italy, and why, and how Italians who move over here manage with local ingredients to stick to tradition as much as possible.
That sounds fantastic. So looking forward to that conversation. Thanks so much, Jessica.
Thank you, Paolo. My pleasure.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.